Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with Russell Davis from The Fertile Mind. Often we do so much to try and improve our chances of success. Maybe acupuncture, daily temperature, supplements, all sorts of things. Well, I've had to say the one thing you're missing is you need to shave your head. Yep, you heard correctly. You need to shave your head. Now, I don't mean literally. I mean metaphorically. Because that's what I did. Now, I literally shaved my head a few weeks ago. So what has shaving my head got to do with your fertility journey? Or is it you can learn from it that may help you on your journey to getting pregnant? Well, let's find out. So I shaved my head. Yep, a few weeks ago I shaved my head. This surprised a lot of people because I wasn't particularly balding or losing my hair. I had a bit of a bald patch that was slowly getting bigger over the years. But I shaved my head. I wanted to get rid of it all. And it's something I've been wanting to do for many, many years. Even my early 20s, I wanted to do it back then, but I was in a corporate job and my boss kind of put me off from doing it in a way. And I never really liked my hair. For years I've had haircuts I haven't really liked. And it really tunes into my people pleasing. For many years I went to a barber's and it was an awful haircut. But I continued to go because the barber's was next to the tube station. And I used to see the barber pretty much twice a day. Beginning, end of the day, as I walked past, he'd be weird wave, or be at the door to say hello if he didn't have a customer. I didn't have the heart to go somewhere else. What would I say to him? I didn't feel strong enough in myself. My people pleaser just didn't want to hurt him, upset him, or have that difficult conversation. It's a bit crazy because it was my haircut and it's okay, he's got plenty of customers. And it wasn't until we moved, I had to wait till we moved and I approached the station from the opposite direction, I decided to change hairdresser. And it's crazy to think back, look back and see how much my people pleasing stops me being me. And I think shaving my head was an element of something I've always wanted to do. I just need to do it. And it felt really important for me to do it. And many people said, so what do people think? And in some sense, I don't really care what they think. I've had lots of positive comments. And one friend really said, I now look like who I am, which is lovely to hear. So what has this got to do with your fertility? Well, I can see on my journey how both of us on our journey, how it was about being more us. I talked about Project You versus Project Baby. I did my own kind of Project You kind of journey in the midst of our fertility journey, which made me see how much our thoughts and emotions have played a role in our journey. And I hadn't realised how much of a people pleaser I was until I did that kind of psychological journey. I was living my life to other people's expectations, whereas unconsciously my mum's or society's. Getting the good job, the career, the pension, the house, all the things I thought I needed to feel happy, safe and secure. But I had to recognise deep down I wasn't kind of feeling secure, I wasn't feeling content. There's always something missing. I'll be okay if, or I'll be okay when. And the next thing was the baby. And that's like living with a constant tension in our body, as part of us desperately wanting to feel safe and secure just to be. know we're okay to be ourselves. We don't have to strive to do anything to be okay. We don't have to strive to be anyone to be okay. We are okay. We can just be ourselves. We are enough. We have enough. We're safe and we're secure, and we can relax into the freedom of being. I think so many people are craving that. There was an Australian palliative care nurse with many years' experience caring for the dying, summarised her top five regrets of the dying. And it was, I wish to allow myself to be happier. I wish I expressed myself more. It wasn't really about anything what they achieved. It was about being themselves, free to be themselves. And I see that with my clients. We track back the pain and dis-ease and the despair and the grief of infertility or the fear of not getting pregnant. Deep down, it's a younger them, it's a part of them just crying out to be accepted and loved and free to be themselves. There's been some kind of exploration around PCOS, and I can see my own kind of clients, so many people, so many clients with PCOS are women that are dying just to be free to be who they are, to be the woman they really are, and to see they're loved and they're valued for who they are. And that's my intent, my purpose, and what I do with my clients on Project You versus Project Baby. It's seeing through the illusion of the expectations that we put on ourselves. We've taken from other people and society over the years, but we put on ourselves. And to really know that there's nothing we need to do or be to be okay, because we are okay. We are complete. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a baby, but if part of us thinks we need it to feel complete, to have that sense of purpose, it puts a lot of pressure on the process, it puts a lot of pressure on Project You. I want to help my clients find this place of home, a place where they know they're okay for who they are. And I can see that all my life, I've been living life unconsciously, seeing it as a maze, trying to get to the middle. And for me, the middle was home, this place I can feel safe and be me and relax and enjoy life. And I was striving to find the route there, the things I needed to achieve or do, or until I found it. It's within us. And for me, it's like living in the centre of that maze, looking out, living in the centre of life, looking out from this place of home. Now, it's a place to come from, not a place to get to. It's a place within us. That whatever you want to create in life, whether it's the baby or the career, when you create from this place of being, you're creating from a resourced place. You're creating the container to bring your baby into. That's my wish for you, to know that you are complete and you are whole in this moment. You've got nothing to prove to anyone. You are worthy. You are loved. You're safe. You have everything you need in this moment, as does everyone else. That's how we come into the world, as equals, kings and queens. Just a baby just knows they're okay, not in an arrogant sense, not an egotistical sense. Your soul knowing you're okay. Place of love for yourself and love for others. And for me, that's what Project You is about reconnecting to that truth within you. So you can continue this journey of far greater resourcefulness, far less pressure on the whole process. Knowing you have everything you need to be the you want to be. So I'm just going to leave you with a question. What's your head shave? What's your equivalent of shaving your head? What's the thing that you hold back from doing because you're scared of maybe other people's response? What's your truth you haven't spoken? What's your secret gay fairy godmother girl you'd love to do but you do nothing about for whatever reason? The stories you tell yourself, you're not good enough, who can I do that, what people think? So what's your equivalent of my head shave? What's your head shave? What's the thing you can do as an expression of yourself? Because you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be you. Free to be who you are. Free to express yourself in each moment and in life as a whole. So have fun exploring what is your head shape. I'd love to know what it is. So you can go to my website, send me a message, send me an email at russell@thefertilemind.net. I'd love to know what your head shape is. And have fun being you, because you're amazing. Do you know that?